It's been going for about 14 years, so it's every 2 years in Sheffield, and I think the first one was in 1997. And it's 24 hours we get to rehearse and choreograph and stage, build the set and do the costume and the lights of a big musical that is well known. And so it's announced tomorrow, it's announced this evening at 7 p.m. in the Octagon, and then we've got 24 hours to rehearse and choreograph it. And it's all in aid of Cavendish Cancer Care, which are a brilliant, brilliant charity based here in Sheffield. We started last February going with this. The team got together last February. So it's bizarre that it's finally here, because we've been waiting so long to put it on, and now I'm like, oh, it's actually happening. It's 7 o'clock and I'm not sleeping now until this is all over. So bizarre, but yeah, it's been a lot of hard work, and it's just much more admin than it is to do a normal kind of show. I work at the Sporting and was having a bit of a mare, but now I'm all right, and I'm really excited. I'm completely petrified at the prospect of it, because, you know, we could get to this time tomorrow and nothing could be done, and I'll just be like, oh, it's going on stage in 7 hours and we haven't done anything and the stage might not be built, but it'll be fine. I think we've got a brilliant team and a brilliant cast, and I'm really, really excited about it. It'll be a great event, I think. The cast is nearly 60, I think it's about 56, 57 people in the cast, and the crew is over 100, I think. So we've got about 150, 200 people involved, so it's a massive, massive event, absolutely huge. I hope that we get a big audience. I mean, it's all for charity and we're all going to be knackered and working ourselves kind of fingers to the bone. So I really hope that we get a really good audience for it. The publicity will be all over the shop from 7 o'clock this evening, so look out for it. I think it's the most well-known musical that has ever been done with 24 Hour, definitely. They've had Bugsy Malone, Little Shop of Horrors, and last year was Wizard of Oz, and they've had a few others. I think it's more well-known than those three, certainly. And it's got huge numbers in it, and it will make you laugh, it'll make you cry, and it'll tug at the heartstrings, and it'll, you know, keep you warm as well. It's lovely.